Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we are going to talk about a secret that I've never discussed on the air, my dream lab. What happens when I sleep, where I go, what I do, how I've learned how to coordinate and manage my dream state, and the little laboratory I have built, and maybe help you learn how to manage and construct your own very own dream lab so you can have more organized, controlled dream states, process stress, understand your life, your loves, your successes and your failures in more metaphysical retrospective, and returning to the basics of just being happy, blissful, positive, and confident. KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And you know, the week begins at 12 noon when you hear the astrology hour. Take that deep breath and you go, Farley, 2 days away from you guy is too much. So I can't wait till Monday at 12 noon to get it. You're right. Well, I am here and happy to be here for sure. I spent some time in the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. Ah, I love the sea. It has such a grounding effect. And I love all those sea lions and dolphins and whales and seagulls and pelicans that are all over the place. Sea life. It's really, you haven't really lived in Los Angeles until you go out on the ocean. So I highly recommend that for therapy in case you are having a midlife crisis. Like, guess who? All right, Michael, that's enough with the music. Pot it down. Thank you very much. Okay, well, I'll tell you something. In my quest for metaphysical growth, and in my quest for spiritual awareness, and in my quest for happiness, void of depression, for blissful life, happy lifestyle, confident, optimistic lifestyle, I'll tell you, I have come from a very dark place. Very dark. You got to believe that when you're raised in an environment of negative conditioning, which basically means you don't get rewarded too much when you're good, but when you're bad, you get punished real hard emotionally, right? When you come from an environment in your schooling, you know, I'm not really too happy with the education system in the state of Missouri, frankly, because I don't like the way they punished us when we did things wrong. But there is so much negative conditioning in the world to stifle and to squander or to quell the spiritual, I would say, qualification, the spiritual potential. I'm feeling a discomfort at this moment. I don't know what's going on. Somebody's sending me vibes out there. Now, if you try to quench the spirit in the child, then you literally prevent that child from having total communion with the multidimensional part of his entire persona, which is awesomely powerful. And a lot of us are extraterrestrial souls. I'd say, especially you people that are real hooked on me and this show, and people that really like me and feel close to me, hey, ET phone home is what that's all about. You guys are really involved in a mission of midwifing this planet into a higher realm of consciousness. Well, along the lines of this quest for truth and this quest for light and love and evolution and spiritual growth, first of all, you got to dig yourself out of the muck. You got to dig your way out of the muck. It might mean giving up cigarettes, giving up pot, cocaine, giving up any kind of drugs, alcohol, might mean giving up addictive behaviors that you escape to when you're feeling depressed, could mean giving up addictive depression syndromes, moodiness, grabbiness, and just learning basic lifestyle of how to channel stress, how to discharge stress through meditation and therapy, and how to free your body of the toxins, detox, learn to fast and meditate, how to pray and use your affirmations and visualizations, and also astrology as a major catalyst of sacred knowledge that lies in your higher self and your intuitive mind. When you get into astrology, and many of you will recall and you will reflect on that very moment when you turn the corner, when suddenly you go from a non-astrological person to an I got it type individual, where you suddenly see the light and say, whereas I might not have wanted to know about astrology before now, suddenly I want to get my chart done. Where's that chart I bought from Farley? I don't know. It's in the car somewhere. But you do turn the corner, and your chakras do become more sensitive, and your body more pure, and your right brain more in control, and suddenly you rebirth. Actually, you can have several rebirths in a life where your awareness level changes and where your consciousness is lifted. Frankly, when I went through my darkest days in the pit of depression and despair and loneliness and anxiety and bad health and all that stuff, symptoms of a non-spiritual lifestyle, seeking everything outside of my own body for support and no inner support, when I finally turned that corner, it was astrology and meditation that catalyzed the oneness that I share now with the universe and with all of you. It also catalyzed this omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent power of God that lies within that restored my confidence and my power and my love and my self-esteem and self-evolutional factors that I became aware of. So I used astrology and metaphysics and meditation to try to help manage and coordinate the communion and the communication which I would have with the omnidimensional self. See, because if you read a book, if I could recommend a book which I really don't totally believe in, but the very first book I read when I took up astrology and metaphysics and meditation was called Seth Speaks. And I, even though I don't agree with a lot of things Seth talks about when he talks about Jesus, and I do believe some of that information has been distorted when it comes through, as with any channel it can be distorted, I do believe in the chapter that is discussed on the multidimensional self in that book, which to me was one of the more valuable chapters I had ever read in any book, because I suddenly became aware that the Farley Mallorist that I saw in the mirror was just the tip of the iceberg of what I truly am and what truly can be or could be. And all these people in my life telling me all these negatives about you can't do this, you can't do that, you can never be this, you're just a failure, you're that, you're that. These negatives make me sad, so let me reverse that to all of you. You are wonderful, happy, successful, loving people. You are going to be magnificently creative and successful. You are all superstars in your own right. You are wonderful, and I love you. See, but just throwing those examples out, you might have got a little shock in your aura, because, and you can imagine hearing that stuff millions of times growing up as a child. You make a mistake, and right away people come across this failure syndrome. Well, you break out of that, and you become aware, you go beyond your peers and your family group and your relatives, and you break out of this failure syndrome rut. You become aware of the multidimensional self, which is this magnificent creature, this magnificent entity that directs you, and you find out that not only do you have a higher self, and also a super conscious self that is in communion with that higher self, which is almost like your direct connection to God, but you also have an intuitive mind, which is the window from your right brain to this higher self. You also have a dream state consciousness, which is very, very close to the intuitive mind that exists when our brain is kind of shut off and the right brain takes over when we're sleeping. So actually, you can really plug in not only to the conscious mind or what is visible and real to you when you are alert, conscious, with your eyes open, alive and sober in this dimension, but at the same time, you have a very active mind that exists in a much more greater whole as far as you are part of that exists beyond this realm, which is very powerful, very exciting, and very incredible, especially, like I say, those of you that are from an extraterrestrial source, extraterrestrial souls, those of you that had interplanetary reincarnational experience like I have are people that have definitely been gifted with powers of healing, powers of meditation, powers of telepathy, telekinesis, astral projection, spirit communication, contact with spirit guides, and ability to channel higher self and guides. So this stuff becomes very, very exciting. Well, as I was moving along the road of astrological, metaphysical, psychic, and spiritual awareness, I got into crystals, quartz crystals, in communion with my meditation, and I was able to discover that this other part of myself, the intuitive mind with the dream state of mind, what I call the dream realm, existed. And not only did it exist, but I could finally jump in there feet first and somehow control or manage this part of our mind. A lot of people dream, but they don't think they have as much control in their dream state as they do in their conscious state. Well, I disagree with that, because I've gone far enough in my experiences that about 7 years ago, I was able to get in touch with a place where I would go when I would dream over and over again, that eventually I identified this place as my dream lab, which actually can be identified as almost like a superstructure, an Atlantean crystalline superstructure of some sort, which might be a reflection of a place that I held dear during an Atlantean past life or an extraterrestrial past life. And this particular structure that I go to, not only is it fully technological structure filled with monitors, computers, and all kinds of visualization manifestation devices, I have a full-blown multi-warp drive space shuttle outside that I use, and I am able to go to this place and pull in people I have known through many several lifetimes. In fact, I actually live there with my twin flame, with a being, with a female being, who I actually embrace more as a wife, and many of my children that I've been with through many of my past lives. Seems like there's a whole school of children there, and animals of all shapes, sizes, colors, and creations. And obviously, when I get into this dream lab state, I am able to do experiments, studies, research, astrologically, metaphysically, and also spiritually and psychically that help me coordinate this show, adjust and adapt better to my own life, visualize, manifest, and affirm things on a higher level. You can imagine, if you're into visualization manifestation, which means if you're into visualizing good things for your life, you can imagine how powerful it is in a meditation, a transcendental type meditation, or better yet, in a transcendental type dream state where you can go to a controlled environment like my dream lab and be able to manifest and visualize just what you want in your life. It's pretty awesomely incredible when you're able to do that. Now, first of all, besides today being a no forecast sort of Monday show, which means no personal readings today, if any of you do have, are aware of a controlled dream state type situation like my dream lab, for pity's sake, please call me today and share that with our listeners so you can either confirm this topic so I don't sound too much like a lunatic, or you can at least share with us for further enlightenment and information purposes, because I kind of tend to think that I'm not the only person that goes to a controlled dream state type environment where I am aware I'm in my dream state, where I am fully aware that I do astral project, that I can astral travel to anywhere in the universe, including and especially here on Earth with anyone I choose to be with. And I also have intense visualization manifestation powers, that I can learn astrology and metaphysics at higher levels, plug into the Akashic stream, regress my astral self, my astral soul, and also take life a lot easier by fortifying my health, my astral body, the temple of my soul, and by learning how to protect myself with tons of light and love. So living on Earth can be fun, it's true, no question about it. But when you get in touch with and form a communion with your multidimensional self, as discussed in Seth Speaks in the Seth books, and is also discussed in many other metaphysical texts, including the Silverberg's philosophy books, which are available at the Spectrum, by the way, in Redondo Beach, Spectrum Bookstore, then suddenly you will be able to handle life and live life in a much more happier, blissful manner without creating so many limitations. One thing I have learned, that the power of the mind is the power of God, and that God is such a powerful force, a powerful mind force that we do deal with, that if we have a mindset that is 1% negative, like I talked to a friend of mine last night, and she discussed with me how everyone she's ever known and loved, you know, whether she believed this or not, and she did try to correct it later, everyone she's ever known and loved, including her parents, had stabbed her in the back. Now, I'm not using the exact words she said, but had stabbed her in the back one way or the other. So she now has created a mindset, an assumption, that anyone new coming to her life that she should love, that she is setting them up, she is creating that negative vibration to stab her in the back. Now, I'm trying to raise this woman's consciousness so I can help create a dream lab for her. In fact, she even had an astral projection the other night when I was teaching her some chakra control, right? And at the same time, you know, she got a little frightened of that because we just were able to remove some of her negative entities to allow her to have more chakra control, right? And it's funny how people are frightened of getting in touch with their higher selves and their intuitive mind and their dream self because they're frightened of letting go of this left brain, conscious mind, intellectual mind thinking, which is based on the data banks of the negativity and some of the propaganda that we have accumulated from our family, from our friends, from our peers, from our schooling, from TV, from newspapers, from books and movies that has conditioned us along a negative path. And obviously, if you stay in a negative mindset, you'll create negative mental patterns that will sabotage anything wonderful, blissful, or positive that could possibly happen in your life. And I'm talking about limitations. I'm talking about the way people set up limitations to themselves to test themselves, just like they have their mother or their father or their Aunt Emma on their shoulder saying, look, Farley, I don't think you should do this just the way you should do this because it's going to be wrong for you. Now, notice I said don't and wrong in the same sentence, and this is the way people think. They think with negatives. I prefer to live my life, even though it might be at times what you might call out of control. It's a fun thing to be out of control because I'm an adventurer. I'm somebody that loves to experience, that loves to have fun, that loves to be happy, and loves to be blissful. So if I ever catch myself being one iota negative or one iota limiting, I know that this is a symptom not only for negative lifestyle and for psychological and emotional and physical instability, including health problems and disease, but it also is a way to anchor myself from growth and from having the best possible time I could have on planet Earth. And I do find that those of you with Virgo planets in your chart, and especially Leo Scorpio stress in your chart, or Aquarius Scorpio stress, or Taurus Scorpio stress, are people that can be so stubborn and so personally arrogant that they think it's cute or wise or healthy for them to be limiting. And they're not aware that their own limitations and their own negativity is exactly what sabotaged them with other relationships in their life. Notice this person that I'm using as a symbol, my example today, my guinea pig, right? Notice that this person has blamed the other person, other people. When they talk about their lives, they're saying every person in their life has stabbed them in the back, right? Not taking any responsibility at all for their own choices. See, because metaphysically, we create everything. We are God. And this is a creation process we go through, which means we create our parents. We create people we know and love. We create relationships. We create children. And that means if a bunch of people are stabbing us in the back, this says a lot about our karma from past lives, because we are creating these negative elements in our life to stab us in the back so we can learn these lessons. And then we think we can alter this pattern by trying to limit ourselves with new people and being negative with ourselves with new people to try to cut this pattern off. And it's specifically karma. Oftentimes, when we surrender to people and don't limit ourselves in a conscious state, we are setting ourselves up to be stabbed in the back because specifically we're just being obsessed and going after people that are just flat wrong for us, and we know it. It's ones that are right for us that oftentimes we limit ourselves with because we're frightened to grow and evolve with these people that are definitely right for us. This is a very important topic, which I call my dream lab. For those of you that are rebirthing in the spirit, I'm pumped up today, folks. For those of you that are rebirthing in the spirit, for those of you that are getting into sober lifestyle, along with meditation, astrological information, and also crystal consciousness, for those of you that are getting in touch with your multidimensional self by reading books like Silver Birch Philosophies, Seth Speaks, Course in Miracles, etc., for those of you that are taking up transcendental-type meditation, and you're finally breaking away from the conscious mindset, the negative limitations that were pumped into us as children, I want you to know something. When I grew up, I was around people that were used to being put down a lot, so they put me down. And for a long time, I was very negative and put a lot of people down because I had all this energy inside of me that needed to be discharged. And when it came out in sarcasm and negatives and trying to make other people feel small and like failures. And since I've gotten into astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual growth, I've tried to pull away from this intense, propagandized environment that I grew up in and try to put myself in more of a positive mindset that says to myself, everyone I know and love is going to be a vital part of my life, and they're all going to offer me happiness and bliss. And if I get out of control inside my body because I'm blissed out with happiness and fun or lust or whatever, then so be it. Why limit myself? And notice I don't have any Virgo in my chart, even though I'm progressed Virgo, almost Libra, but I do have Leo Scorpio stress. So I do have the element inside my chart that was limiting, that did create many negatives, and did have a negative mindset. I like to keep it simple. Surround yourself and those you love with love and light. Surround yourself and those you love with positive energy and confident thoughts. Surround yourself and those you love with positive elements and confident visualizations. And stop worrying so much about your old patterns. And stop creating all these negatives. And stop dwelling on Murphy's Law, that whatever the worst thing that could happen would happen. This stuff about being stabbed in the back or screwed over by people you know and love is not their fault. It's your fault because you allowed it to happen, because you manifested it. So don't blame me for it. I didn't do it. You did it. Don't blame them for it. They did it. People say, Farley, I love you. Does that mean you're going to stab me in the back? Only if you manifest me too, will I? Because I'm just a projection and a tentacle of your own astral soul. We are all bonded and connected. We are all one. And the twin flames and the soulmates we have are much closer defined as our soul molecule. So we would automatically feel more of a oneness with those people that we relate to and love and are nurtured by and are magnetized to than we would with any other people. These people are part of our own selves, a reflection of our own oneness. Heavy topic today, my dream lab, and I got this a couple minutes before I went on the air. I thought, what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about my little personal dream lab. I'm not going to let that out of the bag. Well, I did it, kid. The dream lab is amazing because I have a visualization chamber where I can go in there, flip a switch without any clothes on, right, naked, and just float in the chamber with my arms and legs out and glow like a Christmas tree or a Nova star, and then go into a super conscious state of awareness and visualize exactly the love and light that I want in my higher being. Wow, let me tell you something. It takes a lot of fear away from your lifestyle. You know, last night I was in my dream lab. I had about 50 dreams. I think I went through my childhood all the way up to my adulthood. I processed a whole lot of old stuff that I processed before because I was trying to put my current lifestyle into total perspective, because I do feel like something very important is happening. My body seems to be changing and my mind seems to be changing. I seem to be being groomed for some kind of new creative process in my career or whatever, but also new people are coming in, new friends are coming in, new foundations are occurring, and lots of oldness and old chapters are being closed and processed and completion is going on. So Farley's cooking. My spirit's cooking like a Christmas tree, and I prefer not to limit that. I prefer to embrace it and love it and just go with it. Whenever I meet new people in my life that I know are part of myself because I can see my former self in them, and they're trapped by these limitations and this negativity and this negative mindset of being screwed over by everyone who's ever known and loved them, it runs a chill right up from the back of my feet up to the top of my spine, all the way up to the top of my head, where it makes me feel like taking off in my astral body and just going to another dimension for about 10 years, I'll tell you, because it's scary that people are trapped in these negative mindsets. Virgo factor planets with Leo Scorpio, Aquarius Scorpio, or Taurus Scorpio stress create fear, worry, anxiety needlessly, and also Cancer planets. Oh, can you imagine having Virgo planets in your chart, which are worriers and negative, Cancer planets in your chart, which are worriers and negatives, and Leo Scorpio, Taurus Scorpio, or Aquarius Scorpio stress, which compound all the fear, anxiety, and depression. Thank God I have Jupiter and Sag trying my Leo planets to pull me out of that nosedive, I'll tell you. Yeah. And you know, I welcome all of you that have tuned into this show lately, and all of you that know you are rebirthing into the light of spiritual awareness and finally pulling out of the muck and the dogma and the limitation of conscious intellectual behavior, what we call left brain thinking on this planet, which really makes you think that all you are is a person with a brain and nothing more. Welcome to the light of God's love. And if this show will help serve as a catalyst for your spiritual growth, I will bask in that, because that's the reason why I was born, to help people rebirth in the light and the love of God's Spirit for sure, that oneness we all share. And you know what? The foundation of support this show offers to our new listeners is an astrological metaphysical support system. Because the funny thing about the Astrology Hour is that I really turned the corner when I got my chart done. I got it done once before, but I wasn't ready. And then when I had my real trauma with my divorce, I got it done again, and I was ready. So a lot of you who may have thought you were into astrology previously, you might really feel a hunger to finally know your chart, birth chart, planets, rising, life profile. And if you feel that hunger, look out, because you're rebirthing and you're spiritually cooking just like I am at one level or another.